This is True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us one drive at a time. Buckle up. You're about to grow closer to each other and closer to Jesus. If there's one thing you can count on when it comes to friends, it's this. Your friends will change. In one survey of 6,000 middle school students, two-thirds of them said that they had different friends at the end of the school year than the ones they started with. That means a lot of students are going through friendship failure each year. Do you have a friend who has disappointed or failed you? Most of us do. Today, we'll learn how to stay stable when your friendships don't. True Girl is hosted by Dana Gresh, author of Talking to Your Daughter About Best Friends and Mean Girls. Let's get moving for Season 4, Episode 7, titled Love Never Fails. I am a true girl. Here's Dana.
Well, hello, True Girl. Just a sec. My phone is almost dead. Let me just...
Dana, what are you doing?
I gotta just plug my phone in, Stace. But I forgot my charger. Do you think it would work for me to just use this fancy schmancy long thing here by my studio
mic? No, don't do that. You could...
Uh-oh.
I told you. Your phone was not made to plug into that thingy.
I knew that. I just wanted to demonstrate something important. When it comes to love, we often have a hard time plugging into the right place to power our love.
Well, that was one expensive object lesson.
True fact.
Do explain.
Well, I think sometimes we as girls just try about anything to get love. We try to get it through lots of things. Some of us super perform, so our teachers love us. Some of us volunteer to do good things, so people love us. Sometimes we go to church thinking that is where love comes from. But there seems to be one place girls try to get love from more than any others.
Friendship.
Yep. We can be pretty obsessed with friendship.
Now, I've kind of always been a person with a small friend group, but I can be pretty intense about my friendships. In middle school, I had one best friend and we talked all the time. And looking back, I have to say, I was a bit obsessed with our friendship and I relied on her too much. And if I'm honest, if I'm not careful now, I can still kind of slip into relying on a friend too much.
Yeah, here's the thing. Plugging into friends is never going to be a fail-proof way to feel loved because friends fail us. Sometimes that's because we disagree or we have a fight we can't overcome, but a lot of times it's just because life changes and we change and we grow. And sometimes that means we need different friends in our lives. I think it takes most of our lives to learn that there's only one source of love that we can plug into that will never fail us. And it's not the things we usually try to plug into.
As we continue to learn the seven secrets of true friendship based on 1 Corinthians 13, we'll come to one today that's almost impossible, unless we plug into the right source.
Let's hear 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8b, our power verse of the day. It reads, love never fails.
True friendship, true love, lasts forever. It never forgets to show up on time. It never abandons you when you become a lot of work. True love doesn't forget your birthday or your dreams. True love doesn't say no when you need it most. It doesn't run out of money or time. It lasts forever and never fails.
So, who do you know on this earth who's never ever disappointed or hurt you?
Well,
yeah, everyone on this earth will fail at some time, no matter how much they really care about you. But I have some good news. The Bible uses the words unfailing love together a whole lot of times. But here's the thing. Never once is the source of unfailing love anyone other than God himself. God's love. That's what we need to plug into. Otherwise, none of this kind of love we're learning about in 1 Corinthians is even possible. Unless his love first comes into our hearts, we cannot even produce the kind of love that we've been learning about in 1 Corinthians 13. We will gossip. We will erupt in anger. We'll be impatient and kind. And we'll fail others. Only God's love will never fail. In fact, let me tell you a really special story about God's unfailing love.
Okay.
Let's go back in time to November of 2006 and cross the ocean to China. A beautiful 13-year-old girl named Zhang Choyun was waiting for something. She was waiting to be loved. You see, when she was born, her mother left her on the steps of an orphanage, abandoned for the first time. But soon, a young Chinese couple took her home as their own. Hard times fell on that family, and Zhang Chouyun's second mother just decided to leave, abandoned a second time. Fast forward a few more years, and her father died, abandoned a third time. Now she was living again in the orphanage system of China. She only had 11 months left to be adopted internationally. On her 14th birthday, she would age out. That would mean that she would be no longer taken care of by the orphanage system, and she wouldn't be eligible to be adopted. She'd be placed on the streets with no family of her own. She knew the streets well. In fact, she walked them often with her friend. One day, she was exploring them when she saw a small group of people that didn't look like they were from China. In fact, they were from Nashville, Tennessee. She approached the group. Through a translator, she bravely said, "I need a family." It just so happened that this group was there in her little village in a remote location in China, learning about international adoption. They flew back to the United States with visions of this beautiful girl, Zhang Chouyun, in their heads. And they were on a mission to find her a family. But remember, they only had a few months left to get her out of China before she would age out of the adoption process. Well, pretty soon, a family was identified. There was just one great big obstacle standing in the way. $25,000. Now, I don't know what you think, but I think that's a lot of money. Pretty soon, a friend offered to pay $12,000. But do the math with me. How much money did the family still need?
A lot.
Yeah, $13,000 to be specific. The family began to pray. The deadline was getting closer, and they needed that money very soon. They didn't have any idea where it would come from, but they did know that God had called them to adopt Zhang Chouyun, and they believed he would provide somehow. That very week, they got a phone call. Their new accountant, the guy who helped them with their money, noticed that they'd been paying the IRS or the United States government incorrectly for the past few years. It looked like they had a huge problem. "You don't understand," said the accountant. "The IRS owes you money. In fact, they owe you $13,060.
No way.
Yes way. And that was exactly what they needed to adopt their new daughter. Only God could use the IRS as a savings account. There were a lot of other miracles along the way. But in August of 2007, Zhang Chouyun met her forever family. Even though everyone else failed her, God did not.
That's wild.
God never fails, my friend. And you know how I know that story? It was my family that adopted Zhang Chouyun. Today, her name is Autumn Chouyun. She is my daughter.
Oh.
Autumn didn't even know God when she wished for the one thing she wanted most, a family, a mom and a dad. And God didn't fail her, even though everyone else in her life had. Against all odds, he sent friends of ours to find her in the middle of China. And then he had the IRS saving the money to pay for her very expensive adoption.
I love that story, Dana. I've heard it before and it gets me every time. Because God saw Autumn and he provided exactly what she wanted most.
Yep. Even when other people fail us, God does not. True girl, I want you to experience that kind of friendship with God. Unfailing love.
And more than that, God wants you to experience friendship with him. Jesus himself said these words when he walked the earth. "I have called you friends." He wants to be your friend. Yours. You know, it takes time to grow a friendship. It takes time spent laughing and crying and playing and talking with each other. And slowly but surely, as you spend more time creating a relationship with each other, you become closer and closer. And then before you know it, you are best friends. You know every little secret about each other, what they like and don't like, things that they enjoy, or maybe things that make them upset. It's no different with God. You need to spend time with God to have a friendship.
Okay, I think we're ready for our True Girl Challenge. And I'm going to participate in this one too because It's a really good one.
Spit it out.
Okay, your true girl challenge is to get alone with God and make it special. Go to a place of solitude. For me, that would probably be outside. I always kind of feel close to God when I go for a long walk with my dog Moose or when I ride my horse Trig through the cornfields.
For me, it would be with my journal and a cup of tea.
We just want you to spend some time alone with the friend who will never fail you, Jesus.
Now, you may be wondering, what am I even supposed to do? You could write a note to God in your prayer journal or listen to worship songs and sing along. You might read the Bible or do a Bible study that you've been working on. Whatever it is you choose to do, just make sure you do it with the intention of getting to know the closest friend you'll ever have even better.
I hope this is the beginning of many great times that you spend with Jesus. I think you're just going to love it. Whenever I spend time with Jesus, I always feel so refreshed and peaceful and, well, loved. Loved by an unfailing love.
I always feel closest to God when I'm reading the Word. I hope you find a special way to experience friendship with Him, too. Ask your mom if you need help finding the right tools. One great tool is Dana's book, Talking to Your Daughter About Best Friends and Mean Girls. It contains pull-out pages to help you with this special time with God. If you like spending time with God, and we hope you will, we'd love to deliver a box of devotional tools to your door on a regular basis. Our True Girl subscription provides daily devos and a monthly mom-daughter date that helps you grow closer to each other and closer to Jesus. You can learn more about the book and the True Girl subscription box at mytruegirl.com. Join us next time when we talk about how to have healthy, God-honoring friendships with boys. The True Girl podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.